Processing give hint, don't worry, I'm here to help you out. To find the length of AP, let's break down the problem step by step. Step 1, understanding the figure. We have a square ABCD with a side length of 2 units. A circle is inscribed in this square, which means the diameter of the circle is equal to the side length of the square, i.e., 2 units. The radius of the circle is half of the diameter, so it's $\frac 2, 2 equals $1 unit. Step 2, identifying key properties. Since the circle is inscribed in the square, the point where the line AO intersects the circle, point P, will be at a distance from A that is equal to the radius of the circle minus the distance from A to the center of the circle, because AO is a diagonal of the square and passes through the center of the circle. Step 3, calculating the length of AP. To find AP, we need to calculate the distance from A to the center of the circle, let's call this point O, and then subtract the radius of the circle from this distance. The distance from A to the center of the square, which is also the center of the circle, O, can be found using the Pythagorean theorem since AO is the diagonal of a smaller square with a side length of 1, half of the original square. However, a simpler approach is recognizing that AO is $\frac 2, dollar times the side of the small square it forms, which is $\frac 2, dollar. Given that the radius of the circle is 1, we can find AP by considering the right triangle formed by A, O, and P. However, a direct and intuitive way to solve this without explicitly calculating AO is recognizing the geometric relationship and applying it directly to find AP. Step 4, applying geometric principles. Considering the square and the inscribed circle, when a diagonal of the square intersects the circle, it does so in a manner that the segment from the vertex of the square to the point of intersection with the circle, AP in this case, can be directly related to the geometry of the square and circle. For a square with a side length of 2 and a circle inscribed within it, the length of AP can be derived by understanding that the diagonal of the square, from A to C, if we were considering the whole diagonal, would be $\frac 2, dollar. But since AP is only a part of this diagonal and intersects the circle, we consider the relationship of the circle to the square. Given that the circle's diameter is 2, equal to the side of the square, and it touches the sides of the square at their midpoints, the point P divides the diagonal AO in the ratio related to the circle's position within the square. However, to directly address the calculation without further complex geometric reasoning, let's simplify our approach based on the given options and the basic geometry involved. Step 5, simplifying the calculation. Given the options and understanding the basic geometry, the circle's radius is 1 unit because the diameter equals the side length of the square, which is 2 units. The distance from A to the point where the circle touches the square, which would be the midpoint of the side of the square, can be considered in terms of the diagonal of the square or directly through geometric relationships. Considering the diagonal of the square and the point where the circle intersects this diagonal, we look for an option that fits the geometric relationship between the square and the inscribed circle. Given the direct calculation might involve more intricate geometric principles or the application of the Pythagorean theorem in a creative way, let's consider the essence of the problem, the relationship between the square, its diagonal, and the inscribed circle. The final step involves recognizing that the problem essentially asks for the difference between the length of the diagonal of a smaller square, formed by the radius of the circle and the side of the square, and the radius of the circle itself or applying a geometric principle that directly gives us AP. Given the straightforward,